When I go off on your ass. Hello, everybody. My name's Kate O'Shea, and my book is called Crap Poet. I have a few copies with me. I'm not a good salesman, and it's a fiver tonight if you want to come up to me later on. I've got, how much, 15, 20 minutes? I didn't know I'd have a camera in my face. Nobody warned me about that. Hope the polyfiller's okay. Is it?
Yeah. Oh, the polyfiller's good.
Okay.
Very good.
Frank's trying to get me drunk, by the way, just so people know. I'm going to start off the reading tonight with a poem called Reform. I'd like to thank Worm Press, Kit Fryett, good crew, Cliff, who's here tonight as well. My writing is quite political. I make no apologies for that. And this is called Reform.
Can everybody hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I keep going. Who's your deuce, Scotsman? Reform. God made the world and God tore it apart again. Like things we buy from IKEA that we don't need. Your one cup pump espresso machine. Things we have to assemble from scratch. Love fucked me up and you fucked me, like some throwback to Monto whores, behind Georgian panel doors, bespoke gentrification. You lamented the state of the nation as you knelt before me and parted my knees. A landslide victory, but I stopped listening. Landslip, landwards, I am all at sea like drowning polar bears. The Arctic is blue and so are you. But I am frozen solid, only my eyes move. Stripped down, you only have parts of me spread out on the floor in front of you. I did not come with a manual, and all the manhandling will not turn me proletarian. Did I tell you lately that you disgust me, like Marx, towing the party line and religion? We all have our shortcomings. I am not kind or gentle or considerate. It's a pleasure for me to read this tonight, and I'm going to dedicate it to Way, the lovely Way, who said this was her favourite poem, and like, it's usually people say Chilean Minor, so I'm quite happy to read this for her. Kisses and Near Misses. He sits in the nonconformist chair, a suitable position, a rookery of sorts. She is impregnable on his left side, a gregarious bird, desiring to launch herself recklessly into the air and explode there, like fireworks. Disembodied, her black wings carry her to the field to survey the aftermath that tangled scarecrow has lynched Aunt Sally. Magpies laugh like machine guns. She hangs naked and upside down by stick feet. Poems about love record defeat, and even where she has failed, towers and flowers are erected in her memory to mark secret occasions. Poets and muses would be out of business if men and women did not conceal their feelings, lie and cheat. I consider Crap Poet to be a book of love poems, even if they're political. I was very happy to be blurbed by rock and roll American poet Quincy Lair. And this one is called Chilean Miners. So you thought you could take my place, put on my hard hat, my boots, paint your hair red while mine bled at the roots, stupid bitch. Tin of fruit with your PA enthusiasm and 45 words per minute. Not your words, hardly Barbara Blackburn. You have to love it to be in it, the dirt, confined spaces. How close you get to your co-workers, trust, because your life depends on it. The excess of dark, your mouth so close to the roof that you taste your own dust. Everything you are, nothing, no regrets, you deserve it. He follows suit, not so glittering now. You are the moot point, a non-entity. The last time I saw that many men come out of a hole on Sky News was a mine in Chile. I have some new poems with me tonight as well, because I believe in giving value for money, and obviously I don't want to read the whole book, which consists of 13 poems, May 13th, 2013. Of course! So this is another, when I say love poems,
that, Jackie.
It's called An Irish Gourmet Story. Food lodges behind a chipped filling, forming a dam. Saliva teeming with the invisible fish of bacteria. The tongue a blunt instrument, a dasher staff impotent as butter. He calls me peasant, no hot water left. Flaps about with threadbare towel, he will catch his death for sure. Red-faced and bare-arsed in the shower. A sticky triton drained of his superpower. Apparently I smell like balsamic, not vinegar in the usual sense. We play tug of war with a dental floss. He pulls me in for the double cross. Butcher Birds is a poem that I wrote for a friend of mine. And basically because he likes wearing winkle pickers. So if you thought hyperthalamus was bad, try putting winkle pickers in a poem. This guy with his furry mic is putting me off. Down, boy. So, Butcher Birds. My heart is punctured on a point, like that picture from a book I cherished as a child. The tree of thorns and shrike, hooked bills, lack of winkle pickers, inevitable, predestined. Banded faces, a masquerade ball, Veneziana mask from Verona, but not our story. More flail, a morning star, ball on a chain bludgeon, spike the yarn on a spindle type of feature. I am your creature, harpy, cockatrice, piazza bird. I don't really do between the poem banter because I think I like my poems to speak for themselves. So, you know, I'm not really... I even heckle myself. And recently I've been barred from a place in Dublin for heckling. Which for me, heckling is part of vaudeville. And, you know, you're only as good as your last heckler. That's what I always say. This poem is Dandelion Clocks. Female poets with cropped hair bang on about their weariness. World weariness and immortality on the grey page. There is grief and they are all alone, day after day after day. Their lovers have skedaddled, now they drag the icy moon like a giant pill into middle age. This is the stage I dive roll across like a Navy SEAL, avoiding cat flaps and vintage nightgowns with tiny buttons up to the neck. Trying not to look pensive, that finger cocked under the chin, faraway gaze, like Rodin's statue, but not the same. Bang! I inhabit a different space, my only dread going home, or whatever that means, to hang like a windsock on a calm day, slightly awkward and out of place. I have moved on, and how I choose to wear my hair contains no clue to my tabernacle. The fugitive in me plays rummy and quaffs like beer, takes two foreign holidays a year and listens to Wallace Bird full blast to my bones. I scrimped and saved all my words for grand sentences and the joy of christening nameless things, whether broken or chipped, chilled by the breath of history. No longer walking on tiptoe, but stomping a Shannos dance, and here is the mystery. My feet dodging the bodies scattered across the floor like unloved seeds of blowballs, are dandelion clocks.
Oh yeah.
This next poem is called Tadpole, and I'm working on my first collection at the moment. And so these are fairly new, and I'm quite honoured to have the privilege to read them to you tonight. So Tadpole, just wait till I oil the old larynx. Mm-hmm. I hope that guy wasn't filming my butt, was he, when he was sitting there?
No.
Thank you.
It wasn't.
That would be like an eclipse. Okay, tadpole. Misery heaped on misery like an Irish Sunday dinner. It's hard to swallow. Lives like this happen to people that sprouted dreams like Mr. Potato Head. Once fat faces chipped away by keeping body and soul a hive of useless colony. The queen bee washed out and martyred. Even back then with bamboo rod and fishing net, catching tadpoles in jam jars, I wrote sentences in water, used the strange bodies as living commas, apostrophes following O's, no ownership. Unlike other daughters I scrutinized in photographs, I turned wild like the ditches dividing fields at the roadside, always on edge, barbed, keeping out of the way, scuttling in the sunlight with rabbits and wrens, foxes, badgers and hedgehogs. Words hurt like a kick in the teeth, a fist, my silent despair at old allegiances. Sitting at a desk, I feel I have come full circle. Tadpoles swim in the pupils of my eyes, drip from my tongue, squirm on the page for all to see. I imagine a thumb come to squish them. I imagine his hazel eyes, dumb as nuts, telling me nothing. The mouth moves like a loom. Conformity, conformity, conformity. I am sick of language, and even he cannot comfort me. Old allegiances like dead frogs, spread eagle to reveal their insides. Anatomical clocks. Ancillary tadpoles.
Beautiful.
Okay, here's a political poem, and I make no apologies for comparing Obama to a candy bar with a Nougat Centre.
That's a really good thing.
This is called Capnologian. A cat will never come when it is called. I aim low and I'm aware of my inadequacies. But you shall go to the ball, wearing that Shibola princess t-shirt with sequins. Peasants come proletarians up to their elbows in doo-doo, from old holy men skipping about in red Prada slippers. Brittle executives in stiff suits move like Newton's cradle, while hipster day trippers worship a musical mobile with slogans. Meanwhile, a man disappears down a sinkhole. The earth is crumbling and we switch channels. Get out while you are able. The world is bigger than cable. A skydiving nun jumps for funds for suicide, and barefoot children beg on the frozen streets of Kabul. A black president with roots in Moneygall is a candy bar with Nougat Centre. They banged him on an altar to watch him splinter, cannibalized his difference to feed a cause. The rich go skiing not only in their winter. A child somewhere gets excited about groceries provided by a charitable organization. Hollywood moguls give each other golden statues. You are only along for the ride and cannot piss or crooked. Beginning to resemble your mask, smile for the hidden camera, the Lollapalooza, my arse and perigeel. It's open fire at checkpoints and you have the last word. Too fat to run, you cannot hide. That's the big deal about democracy.
Excellent.
There's another one here that I would like to do. And it's, if I can find it, I have mussed up all my stuff here. Can everybody hear me okay, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, this is called The Way the World Is, and it's absolutely no reflection on my mum or my family, but like I'm sure everybody hears this when they're growing up, and I just thought I would play with the notion of, you know, this. The Way the World Is. My mother said, if you make your bed, you lie in it. I always do. Except if I am sleeping in someone else's. We were encouraged to have good marks on school reports, mind our manners, participate in team sports, change our underwear daily, never say what but pardon, have a good work ethic, go to university and get a job, buy a house, raise a family. I was never any good at sports, too small for basketball, wheezy like a rubber toy that lost its squeak. I sat on the sidelines without a peep, watching. Today I live in a suburb at the edge of a city, in a community with neighbours that come and go. I do not know who they are. They do not know me. I commute 3 hours to work each day, work longer hours for reduced pay, and rarely greet anybody. Write vitriol on post-its to shove in the gaps of my own weeping wall, the settling cracks of prosperity, the building boom that went bust, the glossy railings that turned to rust in remorseless rain. My life is played out in magazines or behind the scenes of popular culture. I can't afford half the things they sell. When I complain, I remember what my mother said. That is the way the world is. Get on with it. This half-life lived in shadows is not acceptable to me. Like my binges, I am not a social drinker. Boozing when the glare of reality blinds me, I am bumping like a tiny car in a fairground going nowhere. Time passes and I can't get it back. I cannot change track, going round and round, my life mortgaged to big business, interest rates and banks, my brain colonized by think tanks, the great global conspiracy of fuckdom. The world is a smaller place if you are a slave and your pockets are turned inside out to slow you down. Put a halt to your gallop. I eat horse meat with dandelion salad and cheers my luck to be born in the free world in interesting times with my special offer, 2-for-1 wine and toxic contraband cigarettes. Then when I am lonely, it is a state of mind, I make my move with unlimited calls to a friend with benefits, the booty call. It's grand to be an independent woman in the 21st century. Hand jobs and blow jobs, waxing and no jobs. My mother said, you have to see the bigger picture. It's not your fault. It's the way the world is. Okay, last one. Okay, milk bottles. Okay, milk bottles from the book. My dream is to have my milk delivered in those pint bottles with red foil caps. The cream floating on the top, a welcome addition to my coffee. I think I must have picked this up from the box. Too many 1970s sitcoms with houses that did not look like mine, inhabited by people who had friends over who laughed too loud. They ate cheese cubes on cocktail sticks and drank baby sham, the happiest drink in the world. My childhood nailed to the cross, frog marched to the beat of traditions that did not reverberate inside me, but fell with a dull thud. Elmer Fudd made more sense than a language in history, our alleged intellectual isolation, a colder Europe. Be very, very quiet. That recidivism flared up in me. I broke out in poetry, beat the language to a froth with an egg whisk. My only risk, that and lonely. I don't do fawn, no matter how much she reminds me of Bambi. Ti voglio, ti desidero, ho bisogno di te. Sei il grande amore della mia vita. Pipe dreams get blown away, blown to smithereens. Virginity got all used up. I still have the box it came in. A flock of pigeons move like apparitions. You scrounge in the Leeson lounge for sex. A quick fix. Tits. Likes to suck dicks. We didn't learn much in school except how to lie. Training for how to die. Be very, very quiet. We buy the papers, wet the tea, lift our pints of milk each day from behind glossy doors. She pours. Thank you, Cork. Woo! Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Thank you, Jay.